the feast which we celebrate today on this vigil of the Epiphany is a feast that is particularly American in a sense. We celebrate today the feast of one of the first two American canonized saints. Of course, the first was St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. And this one is St. John Nepomucene can't think of the other last name. Neumann. Neumann. There are a lot of people say Neumann. It's wrong. It's Neumann. Cardinal Henry Neumann, who's also a saint now, that's Neumann. But this is German. Neumann. He was born in Bohemia towards the end of the 18th century. And his father was a Meissner. That is, in Germany and in German countries, they have paid sacristans who take care of all the vestments and the laundry and so forth. And it's a very envied position, which usually included not only a good salary, but also a house for himself and his family. They were always men, not women. And so his father and his family were always in church, at Mass, and devotions, and so forth. So too was little John. And so, as he became older, he received and accepted a holy vocation to the priesthood. And so he did everything that was necessary. Now, in those days, there were so many vocations that you had to sort of wait in line to be allowed to enter the seminary. So the opportunity arose from his bishop that the one or two bishops at that time in the United States, in Baltimore and in New York, already at that point in Philadelphia, had asked for the bishops in Europe to send seminarians and priests. And so he was asked and he accepted, and little John Nepomucene, or Nepomuk, as he is called in the in Bohemia, in the Czech Republic, accepted to come to America, and he was one of the first ordained priests in the United States. Eventually, and he was very popular, very humble and loving, and he also had good legs. Of course, in Europe, everybody has good legs. And so he walked around the area of Baltimore and Washington, and eventually around the area of Pennsylvania, but especially Philadelphia. And when the Bishop of Philadelphia retired, he was asked, against his chagrin, to become the third Bishop of Philadelphia. And it was in this guise that he did a lot of things for the church: 40 hours devotion, schools, Catholic schools, which he and St. Elizabeth and Seton were the ones who began in the United States. Of course, for the most part, that's all gone. And then many other things that were very important to the Catholic faith, which today is almost forgotten. Nevertheless, he was a very wonderful and holy bishop. And one winter, and they were very severe winters, as you can imagine, as he was walking around his diocese, he caught a bad cold and it developed into pneumonia. And then it was time for him to render his account to God. And so he died. And in recent years, I believe it was in the 1970s, he was canonized a saint by St. Paul VI. And so today we give thanks to God for this saint of the New World who showed them and us that because we have a lot of money and material conveniences and all kinds, especially nowadays, all kinds of gadgets to reflect our thoughts from God to the world, we can still be saints. And so today I call upon you that you can still be saints. And you should be. If you don't become a saint, you will thwart the plan of God for you, who wants you to be a saint. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And now we will continue.